Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Grady's here too, ladies and gentlemen. Rob is a longtime friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, and he has been a professor helping young minds come into the marketplace, grow themselves into the marketplace. He's in the business of helping people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's joining us today. He wants to debate me about. He wants to push back on me on something that I've said. And boy, is he courageous, Rob Grady? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, how are you? Always a little tricky when you take on the guy who owns the show.
The man with the ejection seat button. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So okay,
well, I was just talking about your in the age of the customer. You talk about how everything revolves around saving time for your customer. You're not really serving your customer unless you're saving time, and I contend that ideally there are other ways to enhance your relationship with your customer, and saving time is certainly one of them, and that can help improve that customer's productivity. But I contend that there are two other ways as well to serve your client, and selling solutions for whatever your client problems may be.
At the risk of sounding defensive, which I certainly am not, I don't think I said, and I don't remember exactly the page of that, so I don't think I said that's the only thing. I do believe that if you can show a customer how you can save them time, that saving them time can have a lot of different looks. It can manifest in a lot of different ways, right?
Oh yeah.
From walking to into your store, to having a better website, doing a good job of fulfilling orders so you don't have back orders or bad deliveries. I mean, there's so many elements to saving time, isn't it? I mean, what I like about the idea of saving time is in my opinion, it ought to be a way of life almost. You know, it pervades all your thinking. How can I save my customers time? Because I think the point I was making, Rob, is I think people today, more and more, it's coming down the socioeconomic ladder, more and more people are valuing their time more than their money. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Wow, that's a blanket statement. People value their time, I think, based upon their age. You know, you start valuing your time as you advance through your career.
I agree with that.
But, you know, I can also tell you there's an awful lot of people that will go for the money first. I'm looking at page, in the age of the customer, I was looking at page 102, Jim.
Okay, I got it right here.
The most important and relevant thing a seller can do for customers is to save them time.
Yeah.
Now, you call it the most important, right? You're not saying it's the only.
Yeah.
And what I'm contending is I believe it's one of just three.
Okay.
In my book, Naked Marketing, I talk about selling solutions, how in the selling process, you're constantly, first of all, you're selling to decision makers, and then secondly, you want to make sure you let them define a problem. Eventually, they're going to define a problem that you can solve if you ask enough questions and ask the right questions. And then the step three that I advocate is selling solutions in one of three ways. You're either going to help them reduce their costs. Now, that may come through saving time, but there may be other ways that you help reduce their costs. You're going to improve their productivity, which again could be translated as saving time. But the other one that I advocate is enhancing their market position.
Mm-hmm.
If I can help my customer, Jim, advance the sale of his product by enhancing his position in the marketplace as compared to competitors, my customer can then charge more for his product or save. It will save him money in terms of the amount of dollars invested in advertising or promotion or social media or some other method.
Right.
Naked Marketing advocates three different ways to help improve the client's position, and that is the reduced costs, improving productivity, and enhancing market position. And you can, I can hear your argument, and you can say, hey, that's all about saving time, but I believe that it goes beyond that, that's all.
Yeah. No, no, I hear you.
I hear your statement.
I love it when people push back on me. No, I hear you completely.
It actually shows I read your book.
I know. I'm so impressed. You're the only person who's ever gotten a 102. I'm really impressed.
Stop that.
No,
it's an award-winning book. It's a great book.
Everything that you said is there's, I absolutely can't argue at all with anything you said, and the one thing that I do think is important to differentiate with when you're serving customers is I would never tell them not to do everything that you said to do. I would completely agree with that. I would just and then just stop talking. That'd be fine. But the thing that I do think the whole point of the book was to get people to rise above for a moment, to rise above the competitive element. See, one of the things that you mentioned several times in your comment was how you're doing this better than the competitor. You're helping them. You know, you're coming up with a specific number that you're going to help them drive their to reach their goals. All that, in my opinion, you have to be able to do that. You have to deliver the goods. You have to be able to. I see throughout the book, you have to be competitive. But the point I was making, and I'm going to continue to make, is long before, in the age of the customer, long before people ever find out if you're competitive or not, they're going to judge you, rule you in or out based on whether you're relevant to them or not.
Oh yeah.
And the thing that, if you'll notice in the quote that you gave, the one thing that I called saving them time is a major relevance factor. And so you're right. Everything you said is right. I just think that happens in the second step of the relationship, not the first step of the relationship. You see my point?
Sure. I just come from the advertising side of things. I ran an ad agency for years.
Yeah, yeah.
And our whole, everything we sold was all about how our clients can advance.
Right. Move the needle.
Business.
They have to move the needle.
Yeah, actually moving the needle by being able to be more competitive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily a save time issue, that's all.
Right, I agree with you. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're having fun here with our good friend Rob Grady. You can tell we've known each other a while and we like each other. And we're going to argue a little bit more after these messages. And it's all to help you, my friends. 20 after. Rob Grady's book is called Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials. Now out in the third edition.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.